The man who for over a decade was the community's link to Fort Drum will retire this month. As head of the Fort Drum Regional Liaison Organization, Carl McLaughlin lobbied state and federal officials on behalf of the base. He also educated the public about military life. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
McLaughlin began his work as head of the Fort Drum Regional Liaison Organization, or FDRLO, in 2004. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq were just beginning. Fort Drum was under threat of shutting down in a round of base closures. His first week on the job, McLaughlin got news from the Pentagon about the base's 10th Mountain Division.
They announced that we would be forming a 3rd Brigade that would be home-based here at Fort Drum and a 4th Brigade that would be home-based at Fort Polk.
Fort Drum was about to grow big time by as many as 10,000.
No sooner was it announced, literally by the end of the month in May, and new soldiers started to arrive.
McLaughlin and the whole team at FDRLO scrambled to find places to house the soldiers and their families. Schools expanded classrooms, and hospitals hired more staff. But as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan progressed, thousands of troops continued to leave the area on deployment, only to return months later. McLaughlin says it's taken time for the community to adjust.
Has the community learned how to deal with that? Yes. And we welcome them and support them.
Don Alexander, head of the Jefferson County Local Development Corporation, says McLaughlin helped save the base and the community last year when the Pentagon was considering where to cut military personnel.
Carl was instrumental in rallying all of the community to stand up and be counted when it came to demonstrating to the big army and to the Pentagon that we welcomed Fort Drum. We did not want to see it shrunk in any way.
McLaughlin says the Pentagon's decision to spare the base from cuts was a high point in his career.
We didn't lose any additional soldiers in that process, which is amazing.
Ultimately, 28 soldiers were cut. McLaughlin says although he'll be leaving, the work will continue. The Army will look to cut troops once again in 2017. It'll be up to the FDRLO to rally support for the base once more, this time without him. The organization is currently looking for McLaughlin's replacement. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero.